boys and girls, it is playoff time.
Larson has the advantage. Here comes the 18. He puts the ball back in.
16 drivers battle for NASCAR's ultimate prize, but only one will be called champion.
And there's the gap between one and two. Kyle Busch. And here comes Larson. Larson to the bottom of the track.
Under the lights of the nighttime sky on the beaches of Miami, Florida.
Miami, Florida.
Time to put your armor on, tighten those seatbelts, because we're about to go three wide on the track.
Kurt Busch right up in front of the 42. Now he moves out of the way.
The Three Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 starts right now. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's good, boys and girls? This is the Three Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. That is me, Eddie Greer III, on this Saturday in November 10th, 2018, and we are basically less than 24 hours to decide who will join Joey Logano as part of the Championship Four when the checkered flag falls tomorrow afternoon. We have one Final Four bracket already made, of course, from last night, with Brett Moffitt scoring fourth quarter win. We'll have more reaction on playoff reaction from ISM, either probably to we're looking at probably tomorrow, recording tomorrow, since I got stuff going on Monday night. I totally forgot that I had stuff going on the third of Monday of the night. And hopefully, I'll be able to get Mick on Tuesday instead of Monday. I'm going to have to talk to him about that. Initially, I had him on ready to go for Monday, but I have meeting to go to usually on the third Monday of the month, and it falls in with Homestead Week, of course, so I'm gonna have to retext him and see if he would carve out some time for me so we can chat, preview playoffs. And there has been a lot of news going on this week, a lot of puzzle pieces, bits and pieces here and there, or really I should say big pieces have fit into the picture. We have a lot of news going on between the Xfinity off the field, new names getting rides, and we had another one this morning from the Xfinity series involving Jeffrey Earnhardt. Again, I'm going to save all of that for the post-playoff reaction of ISM. So much to get into, but today focuses solely, since I didn't get to pick do picks prior to College Football Saturday, which is today is Saturday. This podcast will go up tomorrow morning. We're going to focus solely on six picks, Eddie EG3's pick six. I'm going to pick six games from the college football season. Of course, finally, when we wrap up the episode, the short, brief episode tonight, previewing ISM, of course, y'all know the situation here. Of course, the big story surrounding Kevin Harvick. I'll pick the dark horse and the winner of the race. And let's just go right on to Kevin Harvick here before I dive into pick six. Harvick won the pole last night and again, and it seems like the train just keeps on moving along. No Rodney Childers, no Cheddar Smith, as noted on this podcast. It was podcast this week, and you have not checked out the latest on the Three Wide this week, I encourage you to do that. Get yourself psyched up for what appears to be an exciting finish, conclusion to these playoffs, and we'll have our championship four battles next weekend. So get on that. I encourage you to do so as well, including this one, which this will go up early in the morning. Of course, Big D is not here. I'm going to roll solo as usual. Big D rolling. Big D out of the EG3 garage this afternoon. I'm actually just getting back from the K-State football game. Left a little early because, damn, it is too cold over here, up here in the Little Apple of Manhattan, Kansas. And right now, as I pull up temperature, damn, it's 28 degrees right now. And I actually had a chance to run, go to St. George, Kansas to take part in running for doing my part in the community, run a 5K to help beat the Beacon Center over there, raise money. It's such a good cause. I didn't did not know such a thing, but still a good cause for all the little kids, students to play, have an impact, play basketball, play volleyball, things like that. And I excuse myself. I've kind of been just random all over the place here, but that was a great cause there. And even for me, on the running side of things, going the extra half mile, as you will, and still was able to come out in the checkered flag first. So that was good there. And it's a whole lot different when you're moving around in this type of temperature. It was probably, I gotta say, about probably 18, 17 degrees early this morning on the run, and then sitting in them stands, I mean, you're like an ice box. You can't go nowhere, and your feet start getting cold, and whatever it is now. So yeah, we're definitely in the midst of fall, but yeah, it's definitely too cold, too early to be this cold, especially if I can't make it through the whole entire ball game. So I'd rather be in the booth doing something else besides being in the grandstands and watching that mess. But luckily enough, K-State gets bailed out from the fumble of Bender, and K-State goes out on top to win there. And it's been a pretty good Saturday so far. So yeah, again, Kevin Harvick, the biggest story coming into this weekend, losing the ticket to Miami, then losing 40 points, which puts you basically 3 up on Kurt Busch hitting this weekend and so far. And of noted before, the Rodney Childers being suspended and whatnot, they've already made these cars. Keep in mind, they've already made these cars prior to Homestead, but to Phoenix. And the beat goes on for this team. I mean, yeah, Kevin Harvick was being an ass or whatever yesterday. You know, a few media people were upset in the way Kevin Harvick was dodging bullets, dodging these questions about, did you know anything about the weird spoiler or whatnot? And yeah, there's been that been going on social media also. So reading that a little bit, getting caught up in that stuff. So we'll have to see. I mean, I made a statement that earlier this week that, you know, yeah, Kevin Harvick prior in the spring got hit with the penalty, even though it was 30 points less for the part of the rear window came apart or whatever, created downforce. I was not happy about that or whatever you want to call it. And then went on to win the race at ISM and then patted the rear window. And then here, you got this case here. If he wins tomorrow, and I said this week early on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, what's next? He's going to point at the spoiler or something like that. So, I mean, looking at these charts, these speed charts here, prior to hopping on, do this with you guys for a little bit this afternoon, he's on top of the charts and everything. So this team has not missed a beat, and it looks like Kevin Harvick and this Ford team are looking like they're going to just gonna come out here and smoke the field again. It looks like for ISM and regain that ticket back, which puts the emphasis on, yeah, he's pretty much going to have to do well on Kurt Busch, Martin Truex Jr., and Kyle Busch there. So Kevin Harvick is going to be locked in, was already locked in coming here regardless, and he's locked out, and he looks good. So 312 laps to decide who's going to get the other three spots. Will the big three have those spots, or will Kurt Busch or Chase Elliott, who looked to play spoiler, who also is looking good this weekend, have an opportunity to win the race and not focus on Denny Hamlin so much? And go out, come out here and win the race. You're listening to the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with yours truly, EG3, this afternoon. Again, this episode will be up tomorrow morning, early in the morning, so you guys can listen to it prior to getting ready for a big time race. I saw a good battle, fierce battle last night in the trucks with Brett Moffitt, Mr. Fourth Quarter, doing it again. Getting past Noah Gregson, Grant Enfinger needing the win to get in did not do that last night. A lot more reaction coming from that race, and what's going on right now is about to start, really, is this Xfinity Series race. Christopher Bell, one of the heavy favorites coming into these playoffs, going to the rear of the field, and by now, you probably will already know by now, once this goes up, the winner and who's going to advance the championship for. But for right now, in this current state, Christopher Bell having to start the rear of the field. So Bell was looked good yesterday in practice, in Xfinity Series practice too, and now you got to start in the back of the field. So a lot of work to do, and a lot of work to do there. Big news surrounding Austin Cindric and Ross Chastain, Jeffrey Earnhardt, as I noted earlier. So we will get in touch base on all of that on the recap show this upcoming week. So pick six, beginning with the first game I have on this list, and I've actually went the north here and going Bills Jets. Yeah, the Buffalo Bills right now stand at 2-7, the Jets 3-6 right now, and I'm rolling with the home team, New York Jets, to win this game. The Buffalo Bills continue to not have no quarterback. Obviously, Josh Allen is out, and I don't know what Sean McDermott's deal with Nathan Peterman is, starting him, and Nathan Peterman is interception-prone quarterback, and I look for the Jets here to win this football game tomorrow. The other one I have on the list is Saints and the Bengals. Game number two that I have here on the list. Saints knocking off the Rams yesterday, and they're going into Cincinnati to take on the 5-3 Bengals. And Dez Bryant, who originally signed with the Saints this week, tore his Achilles, and so, which was unfortunate for the Saints, because they were about to get another weapon. Dez Bryant, all that hard work, and he's going to have to be shelved, obviously, for the rest of the 2018 NFL season. Which leads to me, if this was a college football game, I would go the other direction and pick the Bengals here to win this football game. But I'm gonna have to pick the New Orleans Saints, unfortunately, on this case. I just don't trust the Bengals on this one. And I think Drew Brees, the way that team is rolling right now, Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, they're rolling before Dez Bryant even came here anyways. So Saints in this game, I got them moving on. And then, of course, Chiefs, got to put them on the list, taking on the 2-6 Cardinals. Yeah, bank that. Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs has lost only one game, and they're at Arrowhead tomorrow, playing in that cold weather, which I've been up here for over 5 years now. I should know what the cold is, but Arizona going to feel even more of that cold tomorrow. They ain't going to have no answer for Patrick Mahomes. I'm rolling with the Kansas City Chiefs on that game. That's three. Here is 4-5, focusing once again on the Seattle Seahawks. This time, they go on the road to play the Los Angeles Rams, who just lost to the Saints last week. Do the Rams bounce back? Or will the Seattle Seahawks, who fell short on a comeback trail there, they're on the road, and for whatever reason, you know, Seattle in the past, well, in Los Angeles, guys, they have not been able to pick up the W in the Rams, and the Rams going to be chomping at the bit here to try to get back on the winning edge. And obviously, with the news over there with the California fires, and you guys continue to have them in your thoughts on your prayer list this weekend, dealing with the fires, dealing with that situation over there. So keep them in your prayers this weekend. Rams got something to play for. Also, And that is tempting. Tempting is to want to pick an upset with the Seahawks. It's not going to happen. This thing is the SEC, not the SEC West, the NFC West has had a new have a new guard, and that is in the Los Angeles Rams. And this week, I'm going to pick the Rams to get back on the winning waves here. And Seattle, they have struggled every time they've been at, like Russell Wilson and those guys. They've struggled in Los Angeles, and I think it's going to continue late tomorrow afternoon. And you know I'm going to put the Falcons in the pick six. Browns, Falcons won three straight games after starting 1-4. They have won three straight and made the moves to get Bruce Irvin to reunited with Dan Quinn. Awesome. Finally made a move to possibly end back any chances of getting back in the playoffs. Obviously, we're going to have our hands full with Baker Mayfield tomorrow. And they're going to be playing in 40-degree weather, probably in the 30s in the morning. But, yeah, you know what it is. ATL, I think they go up there. Yes, the Browns, two wins have come at home. Yep, I think this momentum, I mean, yeah. I worry because, yeah, this is kind of a trap game a little bit with the Cowboys ahead, the struggling Cowboys ahead. I just got to go with, you know me, being a Falcon fan, I can't go against it, especially the way they're rolling. If everybody's talking right now to talk, you know, we win these games and we have the possibility to go 6-4 with the Thanksgiving showdown with Drew Brees in New Orleans on Thursday night. Woo! But first, we got to take care of business, and up in Cleveland, in this offense for Atlanta is clicking right now, despite no Devontae Freeman. Yeah, I got to go with the Falcons on that one, obviously. And then finally, last but not least, is the Sunday Night Football game of the week. Speaking of the struggling Cowboys, they're going to be going on the road to take on Carson Wentz and the defending champs, and the record is right now at even 500 as well. Cowboys 3-5, so Dallas needing a worse win at probably a critical time of the season right now, and they lose this game. I don't know what's gonna happen, but yeah, it's just been status quo over there, and I've been kind of been pretty vocal about Dak Prescott. Since, you know, all this hype and hoopla about him and everything else with it. And these two teams, you know, with the Redskins playing the Bucks tomorrow. The Redskins looking to get back on the way after we knocked off the Redskins last week. We being the Falcons. This game, critical for the Eagles. And the Eagles, they've lost at home probably at least twice this year. If I'm not mistaken, yeah, so it's been an up and down year for the defending champs. And I, on this one, the last one, I don't trust the Cowboys. I really don't. And yeah, they've come up clutch in years past when they need to win games, they've done that. But in this case here, you're reeling, your team offensive line, they've been dealing with injuries. Eagles, they've been Mr. kind of a little Jekyll and Hyde here and there, but gotta go with the green machine on this and pick the Eagles to win on Sunday Night Football tomorrow night. So I'm gonna roll with that as well. So you got it. Pick six, man. Eagles, Rams, Falcons, Chiefs, the Jets, and I'm missing one more here. I believe it was the Chiefs. I said that already, right? Yeah, so, okay, so looking down here, Falcons, then I got the Saints, two road teams, Chiefs at home, Jets at home, and then the Rams at home and the Eagles at home. So, yeah, kind of been splitting it up a little bit, almost split it up, but very much going home teams except for those teams right there. So, NFL Week 10, well on the way. We'll find out what happens in these football games tomorrow afternoon/evening. EG3 Eddie Greer for the 3Y NASCAR podcast. Before I give you my picks of the race tomorrow. Switching gears real quick, going to take a look at what's going on. Green flag action, and the man who needs to get in, Justin Allgaier, is currently leading in the early stages right now with that situation. So, all right. So, pretty much the stage is set for this cup race tomorrow. Obviously, when you listen to this tomorrow, you'll know the Xfinity Final Four. We already know the truck Final Four already. And taking a look, the Can-Am 500 tomorrow afternoon. Coverage begins at 2:30 Eastern Time, 1:30 Central Time area, Oklahoma, Texas. Y'all know where it's at on NBC. And looking at the starting lineup for this race, Kevin Harvick, Chase Elliott, still in the playoffs, and they're both looking for tickets to Miami. 1-2 on the list. Next playoff guy, Kyle Busch. So we'll start 6. Joey Logano already locked in to Miami next week. 9th. Not Brad Keselowski. Martin Truex Jr., who looks to stay alive tomorrow. 13th, Kurt Busch, 3 back. But that looks like the way that 4 cars were going, he's going to have his work cut out for him. 14th, Clint Bowyer. 16th, and Eric Almirola. Last of the Elite 8 guys, 18th. So my dark horse in this race here, I'm going to go with the 88 of Alex Bowman, a non-playoff driver here, to do something tomorrow afternoon. He knows how to get around here, even though the start-finish line has switched spots. So I've got my dark horse. Yeah, it's the 88 of Bowman. We'll see how he does. I'll mark it down on my list here. In the winner of this race, everybody's picked Harvick this week, and yeah, and why not should be, but EG3 is not going to pick Harvick. I'm not going to pick him. Somebody's got to do something different. So, with that being said, I'm going to go non-playoff driver, and I picked this guy last week, and he was up there late in the second half of the race, couldn't get it done late in this race, but this guy's won at ISM before, and he's won here earlier this year, but in the Xfinity side. I'm going to go with Brad Keselowski. I just think that, you know, for all what it is, you know, 99.9% of NASCAR is going to roll with Kevin Harvick to win this race. But I'm going to do something a little different, go out kind of a little bit outside the box a little bit, and still pick Brad Keselowski to win this race. I just still think, well, this is going to be the last chance for a non-playoff driver to win a race this year. Because we've seen it in this round, but we have not seen it because the playoff drivers have won, even though Kevin Harvick's win was thrown in the garbage at Texas last week. I just think that Keselowski is the best, and he has the best chance. And Eric Jones has looked good also this weekend from a non-playoff standard. But I'm gonna roll with a 2-car here to pull it out. I know it's not their best racetrack, but Brad Keselowski has shown some speed this weekend, and if the 4 makes a mistake late in this race in some kind of form, and knowing their situation, somebody's going to pounce. And I think it's that 2-car. So for the second week in a row in the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, I'm going to roll with the 2 and do something different from everybody else picking Kevin Harvick to win this race. You can follow me at 3Wide_FastEddie. Again, at 3Wide_FastEddie. You can listen to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast on wherever you get your podcast, Stitcher, Audio Boom, iTunes. And if you have time, we're getting to the point now that the 2018 season is almost over. Please rate and review. Get our show out there. Please spread the word and join the movement. I appreciate all of you who have followed the 3Wide NASCAR podcast this season and continue to follow it late. We'll also have news coming up about the 3Wide NASCAR podcast about the off season. So a lot going on there as well. So stay tuned for the 3Y NASCAR podcast for more in the next probably 2 weeks or so once the season is ends. Ladies and gentlemen, time to close the books on another edition of 3Y NASCAR podcast. Eddie Gritter III saying thanks once again for tuning in to this afternoon's edition of the podcast, pick six and my picks for the Can-Am 500. Who will have the last remaining tickets to go to Miami to compete for a championship next week? We'll talk to you then. We out.
NASCAR podcast with EG3. Be sure to stay tuned for next episode. Who's moving on and who will be left out? Catch us next time going 3 wide.